there are a few issues that will be more impactful than getting the state to stop sanctioning these extreme forms of gambling.
This is Family Policy Matters with NC Family President John Rustin.
Thanks for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. The debate over state-sponsored gambling has reared its ugly head in North Carolina again, as the State Lottery Commission is considering a proposal that would bring interactive online gambling to every home computer, work computer, smartphone, and mobile device in the state. So just how beneficial and harmful is state-sanctioned gambling? Today, we'll be discussing this question and taking a closer look at the real costs and benefits of state lotteries and other forms of legalized gambling. Our guest today is Les Burnell, the National Director of Stop Predatory Gambling, a national nonprofit organization that brings together a diverse group of interested parties from across the political spectrum who believe that gambling, and particularly state-sponsored gambling, exploits the American people and causes a myriad of harms to our society and our government. Les, welcome back to Family Policy Matters. It's great to have you on the show again.
Thank you. I'm honored to be on.
Les, as we begin our conversation, let's talk about that reality in dollars and cents when it comes to state-sponsored gambling. Often gambling is sold as a cash cow revenue stream for important and popular budget items. For example, education. That was the hook they used here in North Carolina to get the state lottery passed in 2005. But once a state begins relying on gambling dollars to fund these quote-unquote worthy causes, what kind of posture does the state usually take toward gambling?
Yeah. So there's one overarching theme when it comes to how the state approaches gambling. And this is true for North Carolina, and it's true for every state. And that is, the objective is to maximize profits, not to benefit the people of North Carolina. But for average North Carolina citizens, you pay even if you don't play. So the North Carolina lottery has been a spectacular failure, and it deserves to be phased out in the years ahead.
Les, how do you respond to those who argue that gambling is a personal decision, that those who don't want to gambling don't have to gamble, and really nobody is harmed except maybe the individual and the families that lose money gambling?
Sure. So there's two things to that, I'd say. The first is for all the non-gamblers in North Carolina, like, you're paying for this. Like, this is a huge ripoff scheme that is ripping off not just the people that are playing state lottery games, but it's ripping off the non-gamblers, because you, the non-gambler, are paying higher taxes for less services. Over the long term, consistently, lottery revenues don't keep up with government spending. Okay, so and this is the best research in the country has been done by the State University of New York at Albany. It's called the Rockefeller Institute, and they're independent, they're not funded by gambling interests. They just look at gambling revenues state by state. And consistently, it shows that over the long term, public revenues from gambling, they worsen state budget problems. Okay, so the idea that in North Carolina, your state lottery revenues are making a meaningful contribution and improving education in the state, what state-sanctioned gambling is, in no uncertain terms, is it's the ultimate budget gimmick. Okay, it's the ultimate budget gimmick. And so the idea that somehow, you know, getting citizens in the state to lose their paychecks, to lose their savings, you know, on these rigged games that are financially dangerous and dangerous to them from a public health perspective because they're so addictive, the idea that somehow that there's a public benefit to that, you know, it underscores how dishonest and rigged our lottery system is. It's been a huge public policy failure in the state.
Well, and we see more and more pervasive advertising for the state lottery on television, radio, elsewhere, and the state lottery has been pushing, and some members of the General Assembly, for that matter, have been pushing a significant increase in the portion of the state lottery budget that could be used for advertising that would essentially double the advertising budget from $20 million a year to $40 million a year. And just to continue to even further entice citizens to gamble. Now, Les, there are many forms of legalized gambling across our nation today. In years of working on these issues, as you have done, do you find that there are certain social and economic effects that are common to all forms of gambling, whether it's privately operated or publicly operated or publicly sanctioned like the state lottery or other forms of gambling that we see across the nation?
Yes. So if there's one word that I'd leave your listeners with, and it applies to all the aspects of the impacts of gambling, it's this. It's, the word is dangerous. Okay. When you're involved in gambling for profit, okay, in any kind of frequency, it is a dangerous habit, extremely dangerous. Dangerous to you as an individual, it's dangerous to your family, and it's dangerous to your community. And it's dangerous because it's financially dangerous, because you can lose an enormous amount of money, and sometimes all of your money, and go into debt because of it. It's dangerous to your health. You know, it's a highly addictive enterprise. You know, that's why, you know, you and I can't go run our own gambling establishment, right? This isn't some kind of free market, free enterprise type of situation. The state lottery, as well as that casino in Western Carolina that Harris runs, but these guys it's a monopoly. Okay, this is crony capitalism in its purest form. So it's dangerous, you know, from an economic standpoint, because it tilts your economy. All the, you know, normal, you know, your regular businesses in North Carolina, like, they're not getting a monopoly, you know, in their business. They go out and compete every day, you know, to gain customers and to build a profit and pay their employees. You know, so from an economic standpoint, it tilts the economic field, if you will, the playing field, in favor of gambling interests.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a resource from NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org.
Well, Les, as you know, North Carolina lawmakers recently reviewed a report from the General Assembly's Program Evaluation Division that was to evaluate whether the state lottery, and I quote, is providing the maximum benefit to the state. However, the report noted in just one sentence that the Program Evaluation Division was not charged with determining the social impacts of the lottery. How can a fair and honest evaluation of the lottery be conducted without considering the social and economic cost? And based on your experience, and you've spoken to some of these already, but what are those costs likely to be for the state?
So again, that's why what you just outlined, John, is the big idea here. That the objective of the North Carolina has always been to maximize profits to the people that run the games. It's not to benefit the public interest of the people in North Carolina. So the idea that they wouldn't look at how state-sponsored gambling, you know, particularly bringing in new, online gambling, which would open up essentially an online casino in every bedroom, every dorm room, every office, every smartphone in your state, that is, they wouldn't look at the how dangerous that is to individuals and their families and to communities. It just underscores how, you know, that this is a completely out of control and failed public policy in the state. You know, so the impacts quickly are, it's financially dangerous, as I said earlier, you know, especially online gambling. It's highly addictive to citizens who get involved with it. And thirdly, it's dangerous to all the taxpayers who end up subsidizing this whole ripoff scheme from paying high, they end up paying higher taxes for less services for this, the ultimate budget gimmick.
Yeah. Well, and some of those services that are required related to gambling addiction, those people who become problem or pathological gamblers, the research for years and years has shown very close correlations to gambling addiction and increases in crime, theft, domestic violence, child abuse, divorce, embezzlement, bankruptcy, and even suicide. And so when you consider the social costs and the required expenditures of state funds to service people who are caught up in gambling addictions and their families and those that are impacted, employers, et cetera, that are impacted by this, the social cost can be enormous.
The word is really dangerous. Like the all those things you mentioned, the domestic violence that causes, the divorce, the harm to kids, like this is a dangerous thing that the North Carolina legislature is pushing onto the people of the state. And it doesn't benefit the people. It only benefits a very privileged few. And I can't urge your listeners enough that when they think about things that they care about and they want to talk to legislators about to bring reform into the state of North Carolina. Like this has to be right at the top of the list.
Well, and we're right in that situation now, Les, because the North Carolina Lottery Commission is considering a significant expansion into interactive online gambling, as I mentioned at the onset of our program. These are games referred to as iLottery or digital instants, like digital instant scratch-off tickets. What do the members of our state lottery commission and our state legislators need to know? Are there particularly harmful effects of interactive online video gambling, especially when you consider that people can engage in these forms of gambling without even leaving their homes?
Yeah. I mean, think about people that can sit in front of their computer in North Carolina and get kids to can sign onto their tablets or their iPads or whatever devices. Think how much time your grandchildren or kids today are on their devices. The idea that you have state government encouraging people to sign on as a government program to do online gambling games, you know, with virtually, you know, playing minute, you know, every few seconds to play an online slot machine. They call them, you know, the term you used was an online scratch-off ticket. I think that's the term they used.
Right.
Like
yep.
Scratch-off. That is the ultimate euphemism. What they're talking about is an online a scratch ticket that is so-called played online is the equivalent of online slots. That's what it is. It's an online slot machine. So the idea that you are going to encourage citizens to play online slot machines, it absolutely goes against the public interest. There's no public benefit here whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I urge the legislature to dramatically change course. Anyone serious about improving the lives of ordinary citizens, it does not include forcing internet gambling into people's homes. And it's important. There's no grassroots movement for this. The people of North Carolina aren't pounding the table saying, you know, I want an online casino in my home or on my kid's smartphone. Again, this is being driven by very powerful special interests, you know, the ultimate form of crony capitalism in your state to the benefit of a privileged few, you know, at the expense of everybody else.
Well, and no doubt about that. And we're, again, at the cusp of some major decisions related to that. We actually testified just recently before the Oversight Committee at the state legislature, encouraging members of the General Assembly to contact the members of the State Lottery Commission to express their concerns about it, and want to encourage citizens across the state to do exactly what you have said, to get involved, to get engaged, and express their opposition to this. What do you find are the most effective ways that the public can fight these efforts and hold back the gambling interests that are pressing so hard to gain more of a foothold?
Well, I think the most important thing is that citizens need to put this near the top of their agenda. Like, it's easy to say, you know, like most people in North Carolina, like, they don't like the fact that government is doing this. But a lot of people just say, well, it seems so powerful. How can I make an impact? Like, if you really want to make a meaningful impact on the direction of your state, there are a few issues that will be more impactful than getting the state to stop sanctioning these extreme forms of gambling. You know, because it'll improve the financial condition of all your citizens. If you get states to stop doing this, you know, calling on them to stop promoting these extreme forms of gambling improves people financially. It improves the health of your state. And it improves the state's financial picture, which allows the state to get back to what it's supposed to be doing and doing things that benefit common state purpose, you know,
improve
people's lives, not to rip people off.
Well, Les, as we end our conversation today, where can our listeners go to learn more about the dangers, the harms, and the cost associated with gambling, as well as the great work of Stop Predatory Gambling?
Sure. So our national website is stoppredatorygambling.org. And we love to have, you know, listeners sign up and get involved with our work. North Carolina will always be a top priority of ours because there's a great movement in that state against this.
Well, thank you, Les. And we're so grateful for the partnership that we have with you and Stop Predatory Gambling. Let me mention that website once again. It's stoppredatorygambling.org. Again, stoppredatorygambling.org. And Les has some great information there that will help to equip you, our listeners, to go out and fight this fight. So we're grateful for all the work that folks across the state do as they engage in this. And with that, Les Burnell, I want to thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters and for your great work in educating and advocating for truth and for decency in our government operations, especially as it relates to gambling.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters, a production of NC Family. to listen to our radio show online, and for more valuable resources and information about issues important to families in North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.